So as far as another issue, India, unfortunately, continued stories of growing violence against women in India. We saw not too long ago a gang rape and murder of a young Indian woman. You know, it's hard to hold these people accountable, the perpetrators of these crimes. We see more and more of these things happening. What is going on and what can be done about this situation? People are starting to become outraged and coming out into the streets. But at the same time, there's not enough push to really, you know, have an impact on the sentences that these young men are receiving.
Well, it's really hard to know because, of course, rape figures are always reported inaccurately. But we do seem to be seeing more and more in the last year. You mentioned the case in December. The six men were accused of raping the young woman in New Delhi, and she passed away, unfortunately. The youngest member involved in that, 17, has just gotten a verdict that he was tried as a juvenile and he will get 3 years in a facility. The others, the four remaining, one committed suicide of the five, the four remaining, their verdict will come out next week and we'll see what the punishment is. But yes, a lot of outrage that that's not much of a punishment. This young woman died. And there are other cases. There was a Swiss tourist that was raped. And then here in August, another young woman in Mumbai was gang raped. So a lot going on there. Some speculation that this has to do with kind of class divisions. You have a lot of young women who are now entering the labor force. They're part of the middle class and people can associate with them. And a lot of these gangs are young men in poorer areas that are not able to find work and that there's this sort of dynamic going on.
But again, unfortunately, this is not something that only India
experiences.
Not. I mean, violence against women in these kinds of cases is worldwide. Joshua, I mean, you
Well, that's true. We've just had the Dominique Strauss-Kahn case here in the United States, the French official running for president in France who was accused of attacking a maid in New York. But since then, a number of stories have come out about him organizing these large orgies in various cities across Europe, and his staff was involved in getting them young prostitutes brought who were treated very roughly. And this is, you know, this is not just a third world problem. Even in places like the West, where the veil of shame and the taboo against talking about violence against women has been lifted, at least in part, and we talk about it, and it's still going on. And you see these things. All of a sudden, a little world opens up, and you see this kind of misbehavior has gone on for years, and nobody speaks up.
And with impunity. I mean, that's the issue, is that it's not just – I mean, it continues to happen because there is no consequence. There's no accountability.
No.
There's no ability to hold those responsible for these crimes.
And shame is a big part of this. Now, obviously, it's not just shame, but it's power. It's other things like that. But shame in the third world, and particularly in the Islamic world, where we heard about Afghanistan and Pakistan. But here, India is not an Islamic country. And it's widespread, the voicelessness of women and the shame factor, so that families do not make it public.
Well, clearly there are a lot of explanations perhaps and a lot of things that we need to consider on this issue regarding violence against women, something that we'll return to again. But thank you both, Joshua and Rebecca, for your insight about these two important topics today, the importance of our environment and the importance of women and gender equity and unnecessary violence. Thank
Pleasure.
You.
Thank you.